Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with homemade fresh butter. That's right, we're going to do our own handmade butter using just cold heavy cream. And this is done with no equipment, no electrical machinery at all, just good old-fashioned arm power. So I'm going to take a mason jar. This is just like a 1 cup size. I'm going to fill it up about 2/3 of the way full with very cold heavy cream. You need room to shake it, so don't fill it up all the way. The amounts really don't matter as long as you can shake. Screw on the lid and then shake, 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 shake for 15 to 20 minutes. You can definitely do this in a food processor much, much faster. But you know what? I wanted to go old school. All right, this is like the original elbow grease. Get it? Elbow grease. Thank you very much. And I know what you're thinking. I can't move my arm like that for extended periods of time. Sure you can. I'm sure you do it on a regular basis. You know what I'm talking about. When you use your shake weight, which, by the way, is probably where they got the idea for that product, people making their own butter. All right, so we're going to shake that, like I said, 15 to 20 minutes. And what's going to happen, it's going to solidify into a lump. See that? But that's not done. That's not butter. You got to keep shaking until the butter milk separates. All right, see there? We got some liquid coming out, but not enough. Keep shaking, keep shaking, keep shaking until it looks like that. You're going to have a definite separation, a lump of butter and then the buttermilk separating. You can see it there. Okay? At that point, you're done. By the way, you can save that buttermilk, but it's not the thick, tangy buttermilk like at the store because this is not cultured. But if you're cooking a recipe and it calls for milk or water, you could probably use this. All right, I'm going to strain it, making sure I'm just left with the butter. All right, by the way, I heard there's another step where you wash the butter in like cold water, although I don't really quite understand what that would be for. So if you've done this and you know why I should wash the butter, let me know. I'm always looking to get butter at this process, okay? And then I'm gonna wrap it up in a piece of plastic. You could use a crock. You could just, you know, spread this into a little butter crock or ramekin. But I'm gonna roll it, put it in the fridge until needed. And that's it. Once it's cold, I sliced it up, served fresh handmade butter, which tastes exactly like store-bought butter. So really, the only reason to do this is because it's fun, and it's like a foodie project. And there you go, a serving suggestion. I like to slice bread, toast it, and then spread the butter on the warm bread. Try it, I think you're gonna like it. Learned that recipe from my mom. So anyway, give that a try. Like I said, fun project. Go to foodwishes.com for more information and, well, there's no ingredients. There's one ingredient, heavy cream. And as always, enjoy.